If you're going to build a tree near a city, you have to give a distance of 25 amos from the border of the wall of the city. The reason why is because it's considered to be ugly to not have a city that hasn't got, you know, some free open space around its perimeter. Again, the cities were very like congested and everyone's built on each other, therefore people want a little bit of, you know, breathing space. So it's considered ugly and not nice urban planning to have trees too close together. Ubecharuv, ubeshikma, a carob tree and a sycamore tree. These have lots of branches, big branches, therefore they take up, you know, the more imposing, and therefore chamishim amma, you need to have a space of 50 amma, 25 meters space away from the city, so people can feel they have some view. Abishalomer, kol ilan srak, any ilan srak like the shikma that doesn't make fruit, so it's like a genai for the city, you know, it's not an unattractive tree, and therefore chamishim amma, keep it away, keep at least 50 amma away from the city, so people can have space. Fruit trees are prettier. Im ha'ir kadma. Now, if the city was there first, then some joker came and planted a tree, kotetz veinu nosan damim. Chop the tree down and tell the guy, go fly kite, you owe him nothing, because who told you to build a tree here? It's in violation of the zoning laws. Im ha'ilam kadam. Yeah, you just fruit tree. Cut it down. It's violating everyone's privacy, everyone's peace of mind. Im ha'ilam, it's not Baltashkas, it's ruining our city. Aesthetics are a value too. If the tree was there first, I had a tree here, you guys set up a city around next to my tree, who told you to do that? So then, kotetz, too bad, we still cut it down, because the, you know, like eminent domain, the public has a right to a beautiful environment, the tree has to go. However, venos and damim, he gets to get compensated, of course, because he lost his tree. So he'll get compensated from the city. Safek ze kadam, safek ze kadam. What if you don't know who came first, the city or the tree? So either way, since the rule was, regardless of who was there first, the tree is cut down, kotzetz, the tree gets cut down. However, and since it depends who was there first, if whether or not the tree owner gets compensated, therefore, ananos and damim, we don't pay him for the loss of the tree, because hamotz mechaver levarai, the burden of proof is on him to show that he did it. So he's deserving of the money. Okay. Good.